Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Merle Combs. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Kell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Fain reaches second base with a double. Joost moves to third. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into right field. Fridley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fridley. Joost scores. Fain scores. Vallo moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallo scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fridley. Hitchcock reaches second base with a double. Philly moves to third. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs fields it and throws to home to get Philly. Hitchcock moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from Astroth and he is out, Joost applying the tag. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to second. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs strikes out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to second. One out. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive towards third. Hitchcock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock juggles the ball. That's an error on Hitchcock. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellner strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock juggles the ball. That's an error on Hitchcock. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs is called out on strikes. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fridley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. There goes Fridley trying to get to second. Vallo throws the ball into Kell, who tags Fridley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Zernial reaches second base with a double. Vallo goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, Athletics. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. Zernial moves to third. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hitchcock bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Zernial scores. Two outs. It's 5 to nothing, Athletics. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Kellner covering, for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Doby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-2 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost is hit by the pitch. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vallow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fridley who is chasing the ball. Vallow reaches third base with a triple. Joost scores. Fain goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Athletics. Sam Jones now pitching. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vallow scores. It's 8-0, Athletics. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Zernial is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow who is chasing the ball. Simpson reaches third base with a triple. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton pinch hits for Merle Combs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simpson scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Athletics. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Berardino now playing shortstop. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Philly moves to second. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to third. Hitchcock moves to second. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-3 in the game. Astroth is walked intentionally. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kellner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Philly scores. Two outs. It's 9-1, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Juiced hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Juiced reaches second base with a double. Hitchcock scores. Astroth goes all the way around to score. It's 11-1, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fridley for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel strikes out. 1 out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallo moves to third. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hitchcock strikes out. 2 outs. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Doby strikes out. 2 outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simpson moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.